News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says Democrats will do anything to deflect on how badly they've done. Marcela Sanchez on what he's referring to.
Emails made public Wednesday by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee are adding to questions about President Trump's friendship with Jeffrey Epstein and about any knowledge he may have had in what prosecutors call a years-long effort by Epstein to exploit underage girls. In one 2011 email to Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's former girlfriend, Epstein wrote that Trump had, quote, spent hours with a person whose name is blacked out of the emails, but who House Democrats identified as a, quote, victim. In a separate email to journalist Michael Wolff, Epstein said that Trump, quote, knew about the girls. Trump has consistently denied any knowledge of Epstein's alleged crimes and has said he ended their relationship years ago. Epstein died by suicide in a New York jail in 2019 while awaiting trial on federal charges. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
The House is expected to vote this evening on a measure that would end the government shutdown, and it Donahue reports there will be a new member voting.
Democrat Adelita Grijalva was sworn in as the newest member of Congress more than 7 weeks after she won a special election in Arizona to fill the House seat last held by her late father.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God. Congratulations, you're now a member of the 119th Congress.
Grijalva's seating brings the partisan margin in the House to a narrow 220 to 214 Republican majority. She vowed to continue her father's legacy. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge indicates hundreds of people detained in the Chicago area immigration crackdown could soon be released on bond while they await hearings. This is AP News. Seth Soutelle has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted around their record levels in a mixed day of trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Wednesday and came close to the all-time high it set a few weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 326 points. It's about 0.7%. The Dow set its second all-time high in a row. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Advanced Micro Devices jumped 9%. The chipmaker forecasts strong growth in upcoming years, thanks to momentum in artificial intelligence. AI stocks have been shaky recently as investors question whether they can add much more to the huge gains they've made already. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Soutelle, New York.
And the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta will retire at the end of his term in February. Rafael Bostic's departure will open a seat on the Fed's interest rate setting committee. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.